Okay, let's unpack this. Today, our mission, should you choose to accept it, is all about BBQ success. We're finding the best oils for when your grill is, well, screaming hot, think high-temp searing. And our guide for this is the website GetMaster Arsenal. They're really focused on grilling wisdom, the key thing they talk about, smoke points.
That's exactly right, the smoke point. It's basically the temperature where an oil stops being helpful. You know, it starts smoking, burning, and frankly, tasting pretty bad. So if you're aiming for that perfect sear on a steak, you absolutely need an oil that can handle the heat. A high heat hero, as Pitmaster Arsenal puts it.
Right, because burnt oil isn't just bad flavor.
No, it can create harmful compounds too. So yeah, high heat needs high smoke point oils.
Okay, this is where Pitmaster Arsenal says it gets really interesting. The top pick, the big winner, avocado oil.
Mm-hmm.
Is this huge smoke point, like 520 Fahrenheit. That's 271 Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, that number's big. But why specifically choose avocado oil? What mm-hmm. makes it better than, say, just regular cheap cooking oil for performance?
Well, it really comes down to stability. It's about the oil's chemistry under pressure, you know, the heat pressure. Avocado oil is loaded with monounsaturated fats, healthy fats. And unlike some other fats, these ones are sturdy. They keep their shape, structurally speaking, even when it gets super hot.
Okay, so they don't break down easily.
Exactly. That means you can get that really nice dark sear without the oil smoking and giving you that awful, acrid, burnt flavor. It makes a huge difference. Plus, Pitmaster Arsenal points out, those healthy fats are good for your heart. And you can use it to brush on meat or veggies to stop sticking. It's versatile.
Makes sense. So the structure supports the heat.
Got it. Okay, next on the list from Pitmaster Arsenal is peanut oil. Heat-wise, it's around 450 Fahrenheit or 232 Celsius. Still pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Peanut oil is a real workhorse in the kitchen, especially for grilling. What's great here is its stability and its neutral taste.
Neutral taste, so it doesn't overpower the food. Precisely.
Mm.
It lets your marinade, your spices, the actual food, that's what you taste, not the oil itself. Pitmaster Arsenal highlights it's great for things like Asian-style grilling. Think shrimp skewers, satay, stuff that needs high heat, but you want the marinade flavors to pop.
Okay, interesting.
And it's got vitamin E, too, which is a nice little health bonus.
Good point. All right, rounding out the top three from Pitmaster Arsenal, grape seed oil. Smoke points about 420 Fahrenheit, 216 Celsius. Still solid for high heat. What's its special trick?
Grapeseed oil. Well, it also has a pretty mild flavor like peanut oil, but its main advantage, it's light, very light viscosity.
You mean it's thin?
Yeah, exactly. It's thin, which makes it perfect for spraying or brushing onto the grill grates themselves. You get a nice, thin, even coat that's super helpful for preventing sticking, especially with delicate things, you know, like fish fillets or maybe halloumi cheese. Helps keep everything intact.
Right, for those clean grill marks and making sure your food doesn't tear apart.
You got it. Texture matters there.
So, summing this up, based on the Pitmaster Arsenal advice, The big message seems to be match the oil stability to the cooking temperature.
That's the core idea. And a couple of quick practical tips they emphasize. Definitely oil your grill grates before you start cooking. Hot grates. Thin layer of oil that's key for nonstick.
Okay, oil the grates. Got it.
And always go for oils with those healthier fats, like the ones in avocado oil, when you can. Makes the meal a bit better for you. And just to repeat the warning, stay away from low smoke point oils like, say, extra virgin olive oil for high heat grilling. They will burn, they'll taste bad, and can make nasty stuff. Stick with these high heat champions.
A really helpful deep dive, thanks to that info from Pitmaster Arsenal. It really connects the dots, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Choosing the right oil, it impacts taste, safety, even adds a little health benefit.
Absolutely. It all works together.
So here's a final thought for you, building on this Pitmaster Arsenal foundation. We talked about the top three. But there are other high heat oils out there, safflower, sunflower.
Right. The refined versions often have high smoke points, too.
So how might playing around with those oils, maybe infusing them with different fresh herbs or spices, how could that totally change up the game for your next marinade or maybe even a dry rub, something for you to chew on?